A handful of wildland firefighters climb to the top of a three-story tower. They're wearing harnesses, and when they reach the top, they clip onto a zip line.
First jumper, get in the door.
This smoke jumping exercise simulates what it's like to stand at the open door of an airplane.
Get ready.
The smoke jumper takes off across the zip line as Lisa Allen watches.
Jump thousand, look thousand, reach thousand, wait thousand.
She says he's practicing a parachute malfunction.
In stressful situations, you can become unaware really quickly of time passing. And in that situation, time is of the essence. So you want to stay in a very sequenced count to get a canopy up above you that's going to save your life.
Allen has been fighting wildfires all over the western U.S. for close to two decades. She began her career on the ground in a hotshot crew before she took to the skies as a smoke jumper.
It's a very efficient way to get to a fire. I love being in the sky.
Smoke jumpers fight wildfires that can't be reached from the ground, blazes that flare up far from the road system and in some of the most remote parts of the country. The training is rigorous. Crew supervisor Robert Yeager says it's the most nerve-wracking part.
We have to do a PT test every year, and it's not that hard. It's just somebody is timing you, and it's for your job. So it's pass or fail. If you don't pass, you don't have a job.
Among other things, they have to carry 110 pounds for 3 miles in less than 90 minutes. Kevlar jumpsuits the smoke jumpers wear, combined with all the gear they carry in the field, can weigh even more than that. But after decades on the job, Yeager hasn't failed a physical fitness test yet.
It's always close. Even if you get it easy, it's still hard.
Out in a swampy field near Fairbanks, a small crowd gathers as a plane circles at 3,000 feet overhead. Smoke jumpers also have to complete a series of refresher training jumps each year before they head out to fight fires. We crane our necks as two men jump from the aircraft and steer red, white, and blue parachutes toward an orange target on the ground.
Woo!
This never gets old for Marty Maiorato. He's been jumping for 22 years.
I don't particularly like fighting fire, but I love flying and being in the woods, and this is about the best job you can have to do both.
His 7-year-old daughter, Noah, came to watch him practice.
I want to be a smoke jumper.
I think maybe she'll go to school and do something else.
Smoke jumpers know their job is dangerous, so they choose to talk instead about what Lisa Allen calls thrill moments.
I guess one that comes to mind is just a two-manner that I jumped. We got to jump, take care of the fire, hang out, and then get picked up by a helicopter and go back, pack up our parachutes and do it again.
But even though trouble on the job is rare, she says it happens.
We had a thunderstorm come over the fire, and it pretty much blew out and chased us out of our jump spot. And made us run.
From the zip line to the airplane, this is the time of year when more than 400 smoke jumpers brush up on their skills here and at 8 other smoke jumping bases across the western United States. They've been training for nearly 3 months for whatever the upcoming wildfire season might throw their way. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.